Guys, it's me, Josh Lloyd, again. I just realized I just finished recording today's podcast and uploading it, and that I forgot to talk about the Kawhi Leonard situation with news coming down from Adrian Wojnarowski today that Kawhi has rejoined the Spurs in San Antonio and is hoping to potentially look to make a March return. Now, he's back in San Antonio. He is not practicing at the moment. He's not doing five-on-fives, and that may come in a couple of weeks. March is a long month. There's 31 days. I'm sure you all know your calendar by now. But we're talking about return in March could mean March the 1st. Seems unlikely 4 days away. In fact, seems extraordinarily impossible. All right. Or it could be March 31st. And even then, if you dig further into that Woj report and don't just read the tweet that he put out, it says that Spurs officials have been going around and preparing the players and warning the players and preparing for the fact that he won't be with the team this season, that he won't be playing again this season. That is the way that the coaches are approaching it. And I guess they do have to approach it in that way just so that, it's like, oh, when Kawhi comes back, we'll do this. Because then if he never comes back, you've obviously been playing in best case scenario or hoping for best case scenario, and you've got to be prepared to work as a team, you know, without him being there. But this news from Woj that he is headed back to San Antonio for whatever reason, whatever it was, it the fact that Popovich and the Spurs organization seemingly called him out and said, yeah, that it's on him, it's not an injury thing, he's clear to play. Was it that that drove him back? Is there other factors behind the scene? But he's back. But it doesn't mean that he is back and he is ready to go and playing. Now, remember how cautious the Spurs were when Kawhi returned first. It wasn't that he was just taking games off on back-to-backs. They were only playing him if he had 2 days rest between each game. Now, will that apply in this second go-round, considering he is medically cleared? If it's still a pain tolerance thing and he's got obviously no fitness and all that sort of stuff going, will there still be these rest days? How long will they restrict his minutes for? Because you know he's not coming back and playing 35 minutes on the first night. He was a month into his return or 3 weeks into his return and he hadn't gotten back to his full level of minutes, was still under 30. He comes back on March 31st. There's like 6 games left before the end of the season, and that's not going to be helping your fantasy team. In fact, the majority of your fantasy leagues should be over by then. So it's going to be an individual decision as to your team and how your league is set up as to whether you actually add Kawhi now that this news has come out. Have your playoffs started? Do you have an IR spot? Who would you have to drop? If you have an IR spot, the decision is relatively clear. You have to add him. But if your playoffs have started and they start this week, and Kawhi, you'd have to think at minimum is out for at least one more week, and realistically probably two. I'd say minimum 10 days. Can you afford zeros for the first playoff matchup? You may be able to, you may not. Can you afford zeros for the second playoff matchup? Can you afford them for potentially a third playoff matchup? Now, in those cases, if Kawhi is not back, that you could drop him. But if your playoffs have started now, you could add him. But can you get through that first round without him? I think that we won't be getting top 5 Kawhi when he returns in March. We might get top 60 Kawhi. We might get top 40 Kawhi. And that might be useful. It can be. He was playing quite well on his return. He looked like the same Kawhi. But are we going to deal with games off? Are we going to deal with limited minutes? Are we going to deal with, when is he coming back? Is it in 4 days or is it in 35 days? Which one of those two things is going to happen? So there are numerous factors to consider. In a roto league, in a weekly changes league, you add him, you stick him on your bench and you go with it. You just go, cool, I've got him, he's done. Let's just see what happens. But in other decisions where you're going to be actively having zeros on your roster, can you afford it and for how long can you afford it? And who's the bloke that you're dropping? Do you have dead weight? Do you have Courtney Lee? Do you have, maybe a Mick Beasley? Can you afford to drop these guys? What's your waiver wire looking like otherwise? There are multiple factors, but this report does not mean A, that he is definitely coming back, and B, it doesn't mean that he's coming back in a week. It could be 5 weeks away still. So there are still numerous factors and, of course, plenty more unknowns with this Kawhi Leonard situation. This gives us a step in the right direction, a positive step as he returns back to San Antonio, but it's not necessarily a guarantee that he is going to be playing, and we have to make sure we read all of these details and keep on top of it. So it's not as cut and dry a decision as what it may seem if he is on the waiver wire. You do need to factor in a few different things because adding him, as many people found when they added Paul George a couple of seasons ago, adding him is actually a negative. It could be a negative, or adding Paul George was a negative back then, and could actually cost you fantasy matchups, which is really crucial at this time of the year. So it is important to deal with it. In most cases, I'll let him be someone else's problem, but that's just me. I'm just extra cautious, especially around this time of season, but it could be a move that wins things for you. It could turn things around, but there are a lot of different variables and factors going into it. Of course, just check out the rest of today's podcast. I recorded the full show later on. Go back and check that out and follow me on Twitter, Josh Lloyd at @RedRock_Beeble. Just a quick little addendum. Sorry for not including it in the main podcast, but just a little 5-minute quick hit podcast for you. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.